Welcome back, 516, 730 AM, 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And joining me now is Darren Snyder, Washington Times sports columnist. His piece in today's Washington Times, finally the Nationals can pop the cork as division champs. Hello, Darren, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, Andy. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. You still celebrating last night?
Well, you know, it was pretty exciting experience to be out there and watch the team celebrate with the fans. I've since moved on, but, there's a lot of excitement down the road.
Yeah, that's for sure. It wasn't the perfect way to win the NL East, but we'll take it.
Yeah, you know, people talk about backing in, going in with a loss, and I don't think that anyone was thinking about, oh, we lost this game. They were thinking about the 96 games they've won, which allowed them to be the National League East Division champions.
Yeah. You know, this. I spoke of this earlier today when I started the show because obviously this was the big deal of the day in this area. And I mentioned that sports have a way of unifying people, uniting people in this town, and I've seen it over the years, and I know you have, in particular with the Washington Redskins, but even the Capitals. You know, and on occasion, you know, we get geared up for basketball. But last night, when you looked at the crowd, and you see this 35,000 or 36,000 people there, and I mean people of all shapes, sizes, colors, backgrounds, they all were just one. And every once in a while, we get a dose of that, and man, that's really good to see.
It really is. And, you know, people have talked about this for a long time. And, you know, this just occurred to me. You know what it's like? It's like when we become united over disasters and stuff and everyone chips in and
yeah.
together.
Yeah.
And, you know, so now we all have a common topic of conversation. We can talk about how about that storm or how about that team.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it doesn't always last and carry on into everyday routine things, but there's nothing else really like it.
Yeah, it's really fun to watch. By the way, did you get soaked in champagne or beer last night?
I had to stay up in the press box and continue filing, so unfortunately, I was not doused.
Yeah, or fortunately, depending.
Yeah, I was speaking sarcastically. But, you know, you could tell the veterans from the rookies because the veterans will wear some old clothes and make sure. I'm talking about the writers. They'll make sure that they're not wearing anything that they care too much about. Whereas first-timers might come in some of their best clothes and they'll be sorry.
Yeah, yeah. You know what was really amazing to me, and I had mentioned this earlier to Ed Kelly, I said people were actually leaning in, getting as close as they could to players that were hurling beer and champagne at them almost so they could wear it as a badge of honor and take the, you know, go home and then mount the shirt in a frame or something.
Right. That was a pretty strange experience. I've never seen that where they were almost hoping that they would get doused. I guess it's one of the only ways you can really feel like you're part of the team. You can't get down there and swing a bat or throw a ball, so
yeah.
You can get sprayed with the celebratory champagne, and then you can say, I was there.
Yeah. Yeah, this team has come a long way from back-to-back 100 lost seasons, haven't they?
And you know what? When you think about it, it really is not that long a time that D.C. in its current form, baseball has had to suffer. 7 years is not really a long time to have to wait to become a champion. And when we were in the midst of it, of course, it seemed like it would never end, and it couldn't ever get any worse or better.
Yeah.
But it really, really shows you that with the right amount of planning, the right type of planning, and good scouting and development and drafting, that and good luck. Getting Bryce Harper and Steven Strasburg and back-to-back drafts, all of those things come together, you can turn something around in the blink of an eye.
Yeah. How much credit does Mike Rizzo get in this?
He gets a ton of credit. Stan Kasten also gets some credit for putting the philosophy in place. You know, there was a time when people wondered if the learner ownership group was more concerned with making money as opposed to winning,
yeah,
because they didn't see the learners writing some of the checks that some other teams in baseball write, especially considering that D.C. is a pretty good media-sized market and could afford to write these sort of checks.
Right.
However, they went with the philosophy of development, scouting and development, and it's paid off huge. It's really a better way to go than trying to do this checkbook baseball. You know, the Yankees have done pretty well with it, but how many teams can do it like that?
Yeah. You know, early in the year, we talked about Davey Johnson and the fact that, and I know you like Davey Johnson. I was kind of teasing you one day about not liking him, and you kind of spouted right off at me.
Oh, I love Davey Johnson. I know. I grew up in Brooklyn, a Mets fan, and he's one of my heroes.
Yeah, and he's even more of a hero now, I would gather.
Well, you know, you can't beat Davey Johnson. Every team he's ever taken over, he took over losing teams, four different teams, and turned them into winners.
Yeah.
He's one of the best managers in baseball history, and what he did for the Mets, I'll always be eternally grateful to him. And what he's done here in Washington with the Nationals, you know, Jim Rickleman's resignation was probably one of the best things that happened to the organization.
Yeah, that's true. It's true. All right. So how long do we celebrate this, and then how long is it before we get back down to business, knowing that we've got the full month of October to go if we want to do this thing right?
Well, you're allowed a little glow tonight. It'd be nice if they could, learn to win a game again. They haven't really played that well the last couple of weeks. But Friday, it will be the wild card. They don't have to worry about the wild card anymore.
Yeah.
So there'll be some glow, and you know that starting on the 6th, next Saturday, this Saturday, it's back to business.
Yeah.
They'll be on the road somewhere. Well, they might be home. You still don't know who they're playing. So starting Saturday or Sunday, they'll be looking to win a division series and make it to the National League Championship Series. Doesn't even sound right to say that.
Yeah, I know. It is kind of weird. Is there any one team that comes to mind that presents a bigger problem than another?
Well, you know, the thing in the playoffs in baseball, a hot team with hot pitching can do you in. You know, the Nationals handled the Braves pretty well most of the year until recently. No one really wants to deal with the Nationals. I'm thinking everyone is feeling like the Nationals is a team we don't really want to face. It's not like the Nationals say, oh, yes, let's face the Reds or the Cardinals. You know, anybody you face at this level is going to be a formidable opponent.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the key things is if you can get your pitching lined up, which is something the Nationals probably won't be able to do, depending on how the rest of the series, the rest of the season plays out. And not knowing your opponent, that kind of hinders your ability to set up the rotation the way you want.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the Nationals' chances against anybody. And, you know, they shouldn't be easy. And I think that no one is going to look at the Nationals as being easy.
Yep. All right, my friend. Well, always great to talk to you. I'm sure we're going to do it again before this season is over. Folks, if you haven't checked it out, finally, Nationals can pop the cork as division champs. It's in today's Washington Times, and it's by sports columnist Darren Snyder. Darren, great to talk to you. Thanks.
All right. Don't forget the A1 story, too, on the new chapter of baseball history in D.C.
All right. Very good. Thanks for reminding me.
All right, Andy. Have a good one.
You, too. See ya. Darren Snyder, 524, 730 AM, 102.9 FM, WTNT.